Okay, well, I'm standing on top of a ridge in Devon, and we're in about 20, 25 knots of wind. It is pretty breezy up here, and you can hear that wind blowing all around, and it's certainly not a calm day. And I'm demonstrating how well the Rycote Windjammer works when used in conjunction with a Tascam DR07 Mark II, and with the microphones in pointing inwards or towards each other position. And the reason I'm doing this demonstration is because there are a number of reviews on Amazon that I've seen that claim that the Rycote Windjammer is useless when used in conjunction with this audio recorder unit. And as you can hear, it's not at all useless. This really is a strong wind. There is a secret to using this, and I hope that people who haven't had the success with this unit might find this useful. The secret is to not jam the wind jammer all the way down onto the unit so it's completely snug. If you do that, what you do is you're effectively you make the sensitive microphone faces on the unit end up pressing pretty much against the inside surface of the wind jammer. When you do that, the energy that is striking the wind jammer can still be conducted very easily through even the layers of the hairy, furry stuff, can be easily conducted through to the microphone faces, which results in your distortion. Now, what I do is, as you can see from the photograph, is I seat the wind jammer on only as far as is necessary to make sure that it stays on. Now, if I leave that on as lightly attached as possible, obviously making sure it doesn't fall off, but if I put it on as lightly as possible, the result is an air gap between the faces of the sensitive microphones and the inside surface of the wind jammer itself. And that air gap is enough to dissipate the energy of the wind in most cases. Maybe some of the strongest gusts not, but in most cases it'll dissipate most of the energy, so resulting in a recording where you can hear the state of the wind. It's clearly it's a stormy breezy day, but the recording, despite you being able to hear that, the recording is still usable because you're not actually working with distortion. You've just got wind as a background noise, which is what you'll hear when you see the professionals doing outside broadcasts on the news from extreme weather events, and they will have a microphone, some sort of boom microphone covered in a furry Rycote style wind protector. So the secret of this is, don't give up on your Rycote if you've already bought one. It is experiment the way I've described it. Put it on in a way that leaves as large a gap of air between the microphone surfaces and the inner edge or the inner surface of the wind jammer as possible. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised with the results. I'm very happy with mine. It's liberated me to record in all kinds of places. You just need to be a little careful and experiment with it. But I'm sure you will get great results.